8:20 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Mike Lowry. I can't have mine without saying it. He is the president and the business agent for the local 1395, the ATU. That's the ECAT union. Mike, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. I appreciate that. How you doing?
You're always going to be associated with Bad Boys to me. So
I am.
So we talked a little bit about this earlier with Janice Gilley, the county administrator, about the ECAT employee who's tested positive. But you have concerns that maybe the county is not doing enough to protect the employees after this has come out. Is that right?
Well, yeah, I think that, they've been – you know, the employees are what we call, and I'm sorry I'm outside, so if you hear background noise of trucks driving by, I'm sorry about that. What we're concerned about is the fact that they've gotten very relaxed over the past month. These employees are critical, essential, frontline employees that provide a service for the county and deal with a lot of passengers and a lot of riders that, they see a lot of folks every day. And this, I think we're really concerned now because this individual who tested positive had a lot of contact with a lot of employees. And what I'm referring to is not so much on the buses, because they do wear their mask on the bus, but actually in the county building.
So this is like what? Because she had been off for a while, and then she came back, and somehow or other in the process of this, she was like in a break room or something for a lot of time. Is that kind of what was going on?
Yes. She returned on Thursday of last week, and when she returned, she went through training and then was put some training on the bus. And I'm finding out that she didn't have interaction with many riders, is what I've been told.
Okay.
At least at that moment. But then she's what we call an extra board operator, which sits in the break room and covers for those that might call out sick or those that need to be covered that are taken off their bus routes. And she sat there for quite a long time, 8 to 10 hours that day. And she had a lot of interaction. And I provided a list to the county. And she's from her direct contact with these individuals that are other fellow employees. And this has been leading up to this because of the relaxation of not wearing masks in the building. She had contact with supervisors and other employees.
So the concern here is if she's in that break room and hugging with friends and eating food and talking with people and people are not wearing masks, that the exposure is not so much the concern about the people who might have been on her bus route when she was driving on Saturday. The concern is that if she was contagious, then all of these other employees might be infected or might have been exposed to infection. And even though the county's doing testing, is that enough? Because, you know, should they not maybe be quarantined instead? Is that kind of where you're going with this?
That's absolutely correct. Let's just hope that riders were not infected. That
right.
is 100% of a fact. But you're absolutely right. If she's had that contact with other employees, they should be, and we provided them a list already, those employees should be quarantined, tested and quarantined for 14 days. In our case, we think they should be paid. And to ensure the safety and security of not only the other employees, but now all the riders, because then you have all the riders that are exposed to the other drivers.
Yeah.
So we're very concerned with this. This list was as much as 30 people on the list.
Well, if there's a good news note about it, is it that the drivers are still wearing masks when they're driving, and so even if they had become infected, we would hope that wearing masks and reduced rider numbers on the bus and measures on the bus should still, but I'm where you're at in terms of what it seems would make sense for those drivers, but at least there's still some precautions in place to keep them if they were infected from spreading, right?
Oh, absolutely. But also we're concerned that, you know, they're taking it home to their own family.
Sure.
You know, we're concerned that they're out in the public. They should be quarantined.
Okay.
I mean, that's the whole purpose of quarantine, is be home and stay away from people, period. And to ensure that you're not spreading the virus.
No,
so we're hoping that this is something that the county will, I'm going to mention it today at the county commission meeting, that this is the position of the Amalgamated Transit Union to protect the overall public.
Very good. Last quick question for you, Mike. I know you had said you don't think there was much chance of any riders having been exposed to her while they were riding, but do we know what route she was driving that did have passengers on Saturday?
I don't know. Okay. All I've heard from some management is that she had exposure maybe to two people. And I don't know if that, I can't confirm that yet, and I can't confirm the route.
Okay,
And
I know at some point you start to verge on HIPAA violations, you know, if you start to get too, so I understand
exactly.
Those kinds of issues as well. Mike Lowry,
exactly.
He is the president and the business agent for the Local 1395, the ATU, the ECAT Transit Union. Mike, thanks for the time this morning. We appreciate you, and we'll look forward to hearing your comments at the open forum, the public forum coming up here in a few minutes.
I appreciate it. And please maybe put out that anyone that rode the bus on Saturday should probably consider going to one of the three sites and getting tested.